Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Hour Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 23rd, Tuesday. 2020, day 175. Today's topic, how can the church change from sharp dispute to all agreed? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 137 verses 1 to 9, 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 18 to chapter 5 verse 27, Acts chapter 15 verse 1 to 35, Proverbs 17 verse 23. Today's main passages. The first one, Acts chapter 15 verses 1 to 4. Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, "Unless you are circumcised, according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved." This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the believers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Second passage from Acts 15, 23 to 31. With them, they sent the following letter: "The apostles and elders, you, your brothers, to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Greetings. We have heard that some went out from us without our authorization and disturbed you, troubling your minds by what they said. So we all agreed to choose some men and send them to you with our dear friends Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are sending Judas and Silas to confirm by word of mouth what we are writing. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things." So the men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. The people read it and were glad for its encouraging message. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. By listening, the topic I received today is how can the church changes from sharp dispute to all agreed? Today's Acts 15 is the first council of the early church, the Jerusalem Council. This council solved a big crisis concerning with whether the Gentiles needed to have circumcision in order to be saved. This big problem caused sharp dispute and might cause the separation of the early church. Thanks to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the leaders of Jerusalem listened to Barnabas and Paul, who came from Antioch, telling about the signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. Antioch was the center of Christians spreading gospel to the Gentiles, and Jerusalem was the center of the early church. During the discussion, Peter and James was the younger brother of Jesus, who were the two main leaders of the early church in Jerusalem, spoke and led leaders all agreed to a decision to accept Paul and Barnabas' testimony that Gentiles does not need to have circumcision. A crisis became an opportunity of spreading the gospel in unity of the early church. The major work of Satan is to separate the church and to break our families. May we learn from the Council of Jerusalem to listen to each other of all those signs and wonders God has done through us so that we can accept each other and our church in unity. So that our church can be in unity. Yeah. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to listen to each other of all those signs and wonders you have done through us, so that we can accept each other and that our church in unity. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can we listen to each other of all those signs and wonders God has done through us so that we can accept each other and our church in unity? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.